From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hungary has blocked its main migrant crossing point from Serbia. It took the action as new laws went into effect aimed at halting the stream of Middle East refugees heading into the country. The migrants are going through Hungary on their way to Germany and other nations that have agreed to take them in. Meanwhile, Germany's new border checkpoints caused traffic jams as long as 20 kilometers into Austria. European Union interior ministers are meeting to discuss ways to spread responsibility for the seemingly endless flow of refugees into Europe. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire Sunday. 12 people were killed, including 2 Mexican citizens, when the tourists were mistaken for a group of terrorists. 6 survivors told Mexico's ambassador to Egypt that their convoy was attacked by plane and helicopter. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forward operating base. Meanwhile, Syria's ambassador to Russia, Riyad Haddad, on Monday called talk of a Russian troop presence in Syria a lie. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been ousted from office in a leadership challenge. Mr. Abbott was replaced as leader of the Liberal Party by his rival Malcolm Turnbull, who will become the head of government. Turnbull's support for a carbon trading plan, gay marriage, and an Australian republic have made him unpopular with his party's right wing. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghan officials say the well-organized pre-dawn assault began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance that allowed other insurgents to get into the prison in the province of Ghazni. An Interior Ministry spokesman, Najib Danish, told VOA the facility was housing around 436 men and women prisoners. He says 355 of them escaped, including a female detainee, and a search is underway to recapture them. Afghan authorities have described almost half of those who fled as dangerous criminals, saying they were charged with national security crimes. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The governor of Japan's southern island of Okinawa says he will revoke permits for the construction of a new U.S. airbase on his island after talks broke down between his administration and officials in Tokyo. Takashi Onaga told reporters Monday his government was taking the action after discovering what he called defects in the original permits issued by his predecessor. His decision was announced just days after work resumed at the site near a remote coastal village on Okinawa. The construction had been suspended for a month to allow for the negotiations. In a dramatic reversal of the policies of Sri Lanka's previous government, the current administration is promising to work toward peace-building and reconciliation with the country's Tamil community. Sri Lanka's foreign affairs minister outlined measures to achieve these goals at the opening of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
The foreign minister's speech reads like a lengthy mea culpa for past wrongs by the previous government. Mangala Samarawira says last month's parliamentary election routed extremists from the seats of power and enabled traditional rivals to form a national unity government. He says this bodes well for reform. The minister says the appointment of a Tamil opposition leader and a new chief justice will ensure no one is denied his or her rights because of ethnicity, religion, class, or gender. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Authorities in Malaysia say they have arrested 3 people in connection with last month's bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. Khalid Abu Bakr, the head of Malaysia's National Police Force, announced the arrests of a Pakistani man and 2 Malaysians, one of them a woman. Bakr said the country has no plans to extradite them to Thailand. A 16-year-old girl has died of Ebola in a northern district of Sierra Leone. The death is seen as a setback for Sierra Leone, which just last month celebrated the discharge of its last Ebola patient. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.